You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Pass Momonga, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, Brother Ponwan, and our listeners. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you very much, Pastor. A few disappointments, but we don't complain. We keep moving. We'll get the work underway. Today we're talking about the power of Scripture for mission. Still on the topic of the week, which is rooted in God's Word, focused on mission. Our focus today is the power of Scripture for mission. And Scripture is not only a source of personal growth, but also a powerful tool for our fulfillment and a fulfilling God's mission. It equips believers to speak truth, offers hope, and leads others to Christ. And that's why we need Scripture. Pastor Passmore Munga is here to help us with that. Vanessa, how can Scripture be used effectively to share the gospel?
Thank you very much. I like that that word there, effectively. Scripture can be used effectively to share the gospel when we share Scripture with authority. And this is how Jesus Christ did it. People would say he read, he spoke as one having authority, not doubting that whether what I'm saying can work out or cannot work out. No. It needs to be shared with authority. And that authority is coming from the one who said, go ye therefore. He gave the word, and then he's the one who gives authority. Without authority, then what we share just becomes like entertainment. Entertainment is just for some season, and then you have to go back tomorrow for the same thing. But Scripture needs to be shared with authority. And that authority comes from the owner of the work. That is God himself. He's the one who empowers. You remember in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, there where it says, he wakes me up in the morning and he teaches me. So that is the authority that we need to get from Christ. When you are speaking, people are not getting you, Brother Pondwana, but they are hearing God speaking himself. So we can effectively share Scripture when we do it with authority and authority of the owner of the word.
Wow. So in what ways does reading and meditating on the Bible empower outreach efforts? Because that's our objective. That's our focus, outreach efforts.
Thank you. I went through a documentary. That was a documentary also on YouTube on the U.S. Army, how they went to capture that the president from, what is that place now?
Venezuela.
Maduro, Venezuela. So what they did, they rehearsed. They built that palace or that state house somewhere, and they were rehearsing every day how to go, how to break this door, how to do this. And when they went there, they went without doubt because they had rehearsed it many times. I'm just likening it to reading and meditating. You are reading, and as you are meditating, you are assimilating. You are saying, how does this apply to me? And as you are reading, as you are meditating, you are thinking about, how does this word apply to me? So when you are standing before people, it is that power of meditation that will come out. Just like I look at that that sermon by Stephen in Acts chapter 7, where someone is preaching, and as he's preaching, you look at a lot of material that he's bringing out, but he has got no Bible in his hand, meaning he had read that, he had meditated upon that, and because of that, he spoke without hesitation, and the people were reached, and one of those people who were reached there was Paul himself.
So, how do specific passages in Scripture inspire courage and boldness in mission work?
Let's talk about the Hebrew boys in chapter 3 of Daniel. Here are boys who are thrown in the furnace of fire, fear furnace of fire, because of what they believe in. And when you read that, these are boys. They are foreigners, not only foreigners, but they are slaves, they are captives. And then they look into the face of the most powerful king on planet Earth. That is Nebuchadnezzar. And they look into his face and they tell him that, no, we do not worship gods, and our God is going to save us. But if he does not, that it is still fine, but he will not save this. So when you read those passages, you look at the courage, you look at the boldness, that these boys realize that they were missionaries. They were representing their God in Babylon. So when you read those scriptures, and then you find yourself in a similar situation, one thing that comes in my mind, in your mind, is that the same God who empowered them, the same God who delivered them, the same God who gave them courage can also give me courage today. So those passages, they inspire you to be bold and also to be courageous.
Okay. So what role does the whole word, the scriptures, what role does the Bible play in overcoming fears related to evangelism?
Thank you. When we have this word in us, like Jeremiah would put, he said, no, I wanted to keep quiet. He said, no, I think it's too much. Let me keep quiet. But he says the word of God was like fire. It was like fire in him. He's surrounded with
in
a lot
bones.
Of persecution. Yes, in my body. He's surrounded with a lot of persecution. But the word of God, he says, it was like burning. You can't have, you can't keep it. He says, I could not afford to keep quiet. So when we have the word, when we have quality time for meditation and for studying the word of God, we cannot keep quiet. You will look for someone you are going to share that good news with. So that is the role of the word of God. It empowers us from within. And then all those fears are overcome. Like we find Peter. This is the Peter who denied Jesus 3 times. And now he's preaching and 3,000 people are converted. This is the same Peter who would say, it is better to obey God than to obey human beings. Why? Because of the word of God that was in him.
Okay. Here's my final question, Pastor. How can memorizing scripture enhance confidence in sharing faith?
Yeah, like we have said, we have talked about Stephen in Acts chapter 7. I look at the material that he brought out, almost the whole account in that you find in Genesis, Exodus. He talks about how the children of Israel went into slavery in Egypt, how they were delivered. And the man has got no sermon in his hand. He has got no paper. The way would you go, you go with a tablet. Meanwhile, the presentation just for 15 minutes or so. But the man is just sharing out everything. And then we talk about Christ. He challenged his critics. What did you read? Have you not read? And all that was coming from his head, even when he was tempted. Remember when he was just saying, it is written. But he did not have the word in his hand. He had the word in his heart. So when we have the scripture in us, it gives us confidence because it is in our memory. It is on our fingertips. I don't have to scratch around to say, why was this? Because at times you find you want to share something. I remember one time I was embarrassed in a certain place. I want to share something. I try to open the tablet freezes, and all everything is there. You just close the meeting. But if I had memorized it, it was embarrassing. But if I had memorized the stuff, or even half of it, at least I could have saved myself from shame. So when we memorize the scripture, it gives you confidence in sharing what you have with the audience.
Absolutely. All right, Pastor, once again, thank you so much. Again, I want to honor you and thank you for honoring your appointment with us. We have had a lot of people who don't respect the ministry, who don't honor their appointments with us, and you have come through every time we've invited you. Ever so grateful to you. May God bless you, Pastor. Until next time, thank you very much, Mpulis.
Thank you. Blessings received. It is always a pleasure and an honor for me to serve the Lord in a small way.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.